This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
What's going on, guys? This is Ooh from the Chewing Ooh Podcast. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's an easy way to make a podcast. Let me explain. First of all, it's free. There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or from your computer. And not only that, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so you can hear yourself on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So go ahead and just download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. And like always, guys, see you next time, kitties.
Oviedo Brothers Electrical. Building a new home or commercial business, call Sergio Oviedo, Master Electrician at 956-904-7177. Let him know the rock star sent you. Barreras Plumbing. Looking for a dependable plumber with reasonable prices? Call Gabriel Barrera from Barreras Plumbing at 956-534-3337. Let him know Chew and Ooh sent you. R&D services for cleaning and disinfecting at residential and commercial sites. They do pressure wash, sanitation, disinfecting, mold treatment, and COVID-19 disinfecting that is hospital grade and food safe. R&D services are EPA certified and use CDC approved chemicals. You can call Ruben Salinas at 956-212-6113. And you heard it here at the Chew and Ooh Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Chew and Ooh Podcast.
Hey yo, I'm coming for them duffel bags and gold teeth. This game been saturated, written for my nosebleeds. I like that propane and spit that dragon breath. I got that product for the low, all hell my connect. I've seen the nicest people plotting with the worst intent. I've seen my enemies praying I get.
And welcome back to the Chew and Ooh Podcast once again. I'm all alone again, man. It's all right, man. We're just hoping for Chew to get a speedy recovery and we get going on this, man, because we miss Chew, man. We want him back ASAP and at 100%. So prayers out there for him. Hopefully he gets better in a couple more weeks. He's going to miss next week. He's going in for the injection, for his vaccine. I got the 9.56 ABV boys coming in with some beer on Cinco de Mayo. Sorry, Courtside, you can't be here, man, for that one. Courtside J in the house. What's up, Courtside? How you doing, man?
I'm good. I'm great. Hope y'all doing the same thing. Y'all getting the podcast up and just getting everybody's appearance and working.
That's what we do here. That's what we do. First things first, I want to say thank you to all our sponsors. I'm going to put that in the beginning of the YouTube channel. You want to check that out. And eventually it will be on the DistortionTexas.com radio, man. That's got to hear that every Saturday at 4 p.m. in the afternoon. You got to check that out, man. And eventually you will hear this interview also in about 2 weeks. We're just about a week behind, well, around there. So we'll be all right. And also, not to mention, we got Car Batch here in the house. We're going to be drinking some Strawberry Fields. Man, is that like a beat? Well, it is a Beatles song. So let's open one up here to Courtside. See here? Oh, that sounded. Damn, that sounds good. Let's take
ready
a.
Ready to drink.
Let's go. Don't. Yeah, that boy. There you go. Not bad. That tastes very, very good. And I think Courtside liked it more than I did.
Had to go in for seconds.
Yeah, had to go in for seconds. And we got something else new for the podcast today. It's going to be a little bit more interesting. We're going to put a Courtside on a CJ. I call him CJ. on the grill right now because we have these pod deck cards that came in for the podcast. It's going to be specific questions, but that'll be towards the end. So yeah, if you're watching live, remind me because I got to make sure that is a must. But, oh shoot, here we go. We got Courtside's videos going on also on the station here. But let's see here. All right, I think we're good. I think we hear feedback on one of the mics here. Let me see what I got here. There we go. Anyways, Courtside J.
Hey.
Hey, man.
Glad to be here.
Tell us, yeah, man, how's it going? Did you find the place okay?
Yeah, I did. We've been setting this up for about a month. I've just been waiting, excited, because it's my first podcast appearance, any type of appearance on the mic. So.
We're popping his cherry, people. Hey. It's all good, man. It's all good. It's all well, good, and fun. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about yourself, CJ. Well, where are you from? What got you going into the hip-hop scene? What encouraged you? You know, what... Tell us the whole mamma jamma about it. What's going on?
I'm pretty much from here, from McAllen. Not too far. I've gone from McAllen to Mission, far. Been all around the city. I've always loved music, and I was into it since a kid. But, you know, just with people around you and not having resources, you think, oh, I could never do something like that. Like, right. You don't even know how that's possible. And one day I just started questioning myself, questioning life a little bit more, and I realized you can really do whatever you want in this world.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you put your effort in it and your best foot forward and you just keep trying, like, you can get anything done. So
right, exactly.
Ever since then, I've just been trying my hardest to keep working and working, and soon enough, hopefully, it'll show.
There you go, there you go. So what kind of inspired you to come into the hip-hop scene, or was there something before that, or?
No, I mean... I guess it's because usually, I mean, I like to go more on the R&B scene. I like to sing.
All right.
But I know that you have to kind of change for people, especially down here, depending on what they want to hear. So if I hear a beat and it's hip hop and it sounds good and I can write, I'll get on it. And I'm just, that's what I've been doing for about the last year or two.
That's good.
I'm most like solely R&B, but if there's some hot hip hop or something coming up, and I'll try to get on it. And that's what I try to do for the fans, you know, try to get people a different variety to listen to and show that I can expand my sound and everything.
You would be officially our second R&B artist on the podcast. So that's what we got. Jay Soap that came in last time. Now we got Courtside J. CJ, man, it's awesome, man. So I mean, what around what age? I'm not gonna ask age wise. Yeah. How old are you?
I'm 22. I just turned 22.
Yeah. Ooh, young buck, ladies, young buck on the podcast. Man, how's it been going, man? As far as like writing and performances, I know right now with the whole COVID-19, it was kind of hard to actually go out and perform in venues or anything like that, but anything in the process that you're working on, or have you done any venues before?
Yeah, no, I've done a couple venues down here, downtown. I've done maybe two in Corpus, but nothing too big. I've been thinking about it. I've been going through a couple things, like just with myself recently, so I've just been trying to take my best, like trying to, you know, just get my resources and make sure I'm not making any more like wrong decisions,
or
trying to just steer myself and give myself some headspace, and that way when I get back to attacking, which is pretty soon, I just have a lot of music done, have a lot of videos, and just be ready to resupply everybody with what they've been waiting for.
Yeah, and I've been seeing most of those videos on YouTube, man. You got quite a few on there, man. That's awesome. And who directed the videos for you, man, as far as the setups and everything?
Yeah, most of my videos recently that I've been doing, including this one, are Valdemar Garcia.
His, okay.
First Class Cinema. All
right.
Yeah, and we just we've been doing a couple. I think this is probably like our fifth or sixth one. We just did one yesterday. So
really? Really?
Should be out soon as well.
Shoot, that's gonna be a good one. Keep your eyes open for that one. Find him on YouTube. Just look under Courtside J. You pop up on his channel, so you can check those out, man. So I mean, what any particular artist that inspired you, as far as R&B artists that inspired you, say, you know what, that's what I want to do, that's me right there, that I want to do that?
Just really musicians in general make me feel that way all my life. Of course, like now that I'm into music and I pay more attention to maybe a few artists that really do inspire me. For sure, people like Party Next Door. Mm-hmm. For sure, like him, he's really been up there for me, and I listen to all his writing. I try to get everything, and it's more than just music. Like it takes a lot of thinking. I'm sure same thing for the podcast. It's not mm-hmm. just talking. Like you have right. to set stuff in the back. You gotta get the vocals sounding right. Yeah. It's a bunch of different
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I've looked up to him, but really just like in general now, like I said, like I've been growing. There's an art to everything. There's an art to podcasting, to music, to making food, to anything. So whenever I see someone doing good at what they do, I just try to pay attention and try to take what I can from what they're doing, because right. you can always use that at what you're doing and just try to advance yourself.
I hear you.
So yeah, but for sure, Party Next Door is real up there for me.
That's good, man. That's good. And as far as like, consider the fact I've heard the music. I was listening to it today. I was listening to it last week. Because after every guest, I got to jump on every single one. All the R&B scene, the hip-hop scene is all new to me. Personally, I've always been... I've been doing the rock scene for so many years, you know? So, but the whole hip-hop and the R&B scene is totally new for me. I'm still learning it. I've heard names being dropped on here, like, who's that? Oh my God, I gotta look this guy up and do more research. But I mean, it's great. It's great that, you know, we have a variety of different music styles mm-hmm. in the RGE. I mean, it's not just rock, it's not just Tejano, country, hip-hop, and so on forth. I mean, it's a variety of stuff where we're like a mixing pot of talent. You know what I mean?
That's true.
So, I mean, now as far as anything is there one venue that you're really looking forward to, or one venue you already did that you're like, oh man, this was the one out of all of them. This is, you know, this one takes the cake.
Yeah.
Or you're still looking for that diamond in the rough, so you say.
I mean, like I said, I haven't done anything too crazy. So, of course, I mean, there's a bunch of venues, but like real venues, like mm-hmm. yeah, real yeah, big yeah, ones, yeah. I'd love to sell those out.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as right now, just going off what I've already gone, I would like to do Yeberia again, which is McAllen, but I want to do like a real good show. Like, I mean, I've done shows and, you know, some people listen, some people will come up after, but I haven't had a show where everybody's there because they heard my music and right. they want to sing it with me and right. whatever. So once I can get a show down here like that, either Yeberia or somewhere around there, maybe up in Corpus again, with a show with at least a few amount of people who know the music and want to sing it along too, like mm-hmm. that'll be something very accomplishing.
And he goes, Juan Soto says, shots, brother, keep them coming. Oh yeah, I'll drink to that there, Juan Soto. I'm prepared. As you can see, I'm bench pressing right now for next week, man, because it's going to be a tough one for me. I'm going to have to keep up with those 956 boys over there, man. I hope they don't throw me under the bus with some hardcore heavy beer, man.
And that one you're doing probably as well alone?
Yeah, alone? Probably. I'm going to watch how much I drink on that one. But that's why we also have the water here, Liquid Death. So that's another very good process out there, man. If you guys want to try those out too, man, those are real good water. I like taking those to work and drinking them, bro. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm in front of the counter and stuff, and customers see me pop one open and start drinking. They go, man, this guy drinking beer in the job.
Yeah,
no, it's actually water, man. It's actually water.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, man. But anyways, now have you collaborated with anybody here in the Valley? Anybody else that you actually, you know, God say, you know what, I'm gonna do a song with this guy, or I'm gonna do a song with that guy, or this young lady, or anything like that? Have you collaborated with anybody yet?
Yeah, I have a few people, like when I started up in high school, so I had a few people that I knew in high school that I would do it with, or just most recently here and there, if people hit me up, which has been happening the last year or two more, where people will notice my stuff and then start to hit me up either to send me beats or to ask for a feature.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'll do. I don't know, I used to be more like in the 2017, that's what I'm saying. You were saying that there's not just hip hop and it's not just one. Around 2016, 2017, it kind of, like, it wasn't too much all hip hop, but a lot of it, like the scene was hip hop and mm-hmm. you'd see a lot more rappers.
Mm-hmm.
But now within the last 2 year or two, like that kind of died down, I guess you could say. And then now, like, you see the other genres and everything else coming
up. Yeah, I hear.
More models and people trying to be comedians or actors
rather than
just that one lane that there was before.
Right.
And yeah, I mean, just like there's just so much opening up because I feel like everybody, there's other people understanding as well that you can do mm-hmm. whatever you want. All you gotta do is just put the work in.
Yeah.
And I feel like I could see that in some of these people whenever I'm watching them. But as far as working with people, yeah, I've worked with people. I don't know if you maybe the people on the podcast heard maybe like Pistol from the valley off the top of my head, Adrian Skinny.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to all those guys, by the way.
Yeah, for sure. More will come soon, but yeah. Yeah, no, I haven't been doing too much recently, but for sure I'm always down. If anyone ever wants to work and they hit me up and they say they're down to do something, if they're serious, I'm serious. I'm
there
always.
You go. Yeah, that's what it's all about, man. Opportunity, yeah. opening up different doors for different opportunities. Mm-hmm. That's cool, man. Now, before every performance, man, what do you, how do you prepare yourself as far as like, okay, this is what we're going to do. Do you amp yourself up or do you just take it smooth and just go on in, or what are your preparations before you perform?
Yeah.
Or you just go up there and say, you know what?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
Yeah, I haven't had too many, so and usually when I do, I'm mostly by myself. I mean, I don't really go with, I mean, I'll go with a few people, but they're not, you know, we're not necessarily talking about it at all because we're just trying to relax.
Mm-hmm.
So for sure, I will be up there and I'll just go up there and try to not wing it, but just, hey, you either got to do it or you don't do it.
Though, right.
You still got to get it done.
Exactly.
And I try not to like question it or get nerves, even though it might happen. But as soon as I'm on the stage and I sing the first song or two and the vocals get like cleared up, like no more nerves as much, everything feels
you
normal.
Start flowing with it.
Just start flowing with it. The next song comes in and 15, 20 minutes later passes and you're done. You don't even realize.
But now, as far as support, I mean, how does your family feel, or those people that are behind you, that when you first started doing this, what was the reaction that you say, you know, I'm going to start doing this, is, you know, what do you think? Or, you know, as far as your number one support most of the time is either mom or dad or mom and dad or brother or sister or uncle or aunt. But, I mean, what kind of support system do you have behind you as far as pushing you along?
It's a good support system. It's been a little down here and there, but I mean, that's gonna happen with anything. There's always gonna be good and bad in life.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, ever since the beginning, I mean, I try to keep it on my own. Not that I couldn't tell them, but that I didn't want to tell them, but just kind of like, I want you to notice when it's time. Like when you notice, like, hey, he's doing something. Like,
right,
he's actually
exactly
getting stuff done.
Exactly.
And it ended up, I mean, sooner or later, they kept asking questions and trying to figure it out. And because, I mean, they just kept seeing me either record or drop videos on Instagram or do whatever. And so now that we've all come out about it and we talked about it, my dad loves it.
That's awesome.
I listen to it a lot. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Supports. So that's great.
Is this Mijo? Is this Mijo, Chio?
Yeah, no, he always asking to put a verse on one of the songs.
Dad always wants to get a little something in there too, man.
Yeah. Gotta give him some credit sometimes. You gotta
let him come in and say, hey, that's it. They're just with an hey. Let him do that.
It can happen.
Yeah, I hear you, man. I hear you. And that's good to have a good support system behind you as far as like, I know it's tough as far as like the RGB scene going out and trying to do performances as well, because I mean you have your haters.
Mm-hmm.
You're always gonna have your haters no matter what. But it's like I've always said, your haters are pretty much your makers. Because you're one person that hates your stuff, it moves on to somebody else. Like, why is he hating so much? They look at your stuff. Well, he's actually not that bad.
Yeah.
And that's how you start getting your fan base. Now, as far as your fan base wise, how's that been going?
It's been going pretty well recently. I've been trying to do a lot more promos, say on like Instagram and stuff, paying some money, and that way it gets heard, or that's why it gets seen from say other parts of the world. And just this last week, one of my last releases that I just dropped a single in Italy and other, I guess Spotify, the algorithm picked it up, so all Italy and a bunch of other European places, they just started streaming it. So
that's
I have
awesome.
Like 1,000 listeners on Spotify right now this week.
That's awesome,
and
bro. Awesome.
So I'm just trying to roll off that momentum. I did that video yesterday, or not this one, but I did a video yesterday, and hopefully I'll be able to drop it within a week or two, put even more promo behind it. Because as soon as I saw the numbers in Italy going up, I went to do promo automatically. Because that way, hopefully someone who heard the song on Spotify can go on their Instagram and then see, like, hey, I just saw this person on my Spotify. Now he's on my getting promoed on my Instagram. Like, what's that? And then
make
a connection.
Yeah.
And I mean,
hopefully
it's been working. Like I said, I mean, at least right now, like in Italy, around there, I have like at least 500 listeners. So
that's awesome, man.
Yeah, even if it goes away within a week or two, at least I had the opportunity for them to hear it and possibly save it, possibly follow me.
Yeah.
And just wait for that next opportunity. If it does go away, just wait for it again and keep working for it to get heard.
Right.
To get that chance.
Yeah, just like last week when we had Adrian from Autoroy, he was saying they're very big. Their music is very well heard up in Canada. They've heard it across the pond also. And that is good to hear, man. I mean, not to say that we don't get enough support from our own states, but I mean, because the fact we're getting support from somewhere else, it's awesome. You know, it's great. And hopefully people that hear the podcast today or see the live stream or also on our YouTube channel, because this will come. I'm only leaving the live up for a couple of hours, then I'm bringing it down, and it's going to get shoot off to YouTube. So if you catch the live show, you caught the live show. If you didn't, you're going to miss the stuff that's going to get cut out for the YouTube. So just keep that in mind, guys. But that's good, man. I mean, being heard across the world, Japan-wise, that's awesome, man. That's awesome that you're being heard in Italy.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Now, as far as, like, have you made any CDs, albums, anything like that? Mm-hmm. You've been selling or you've been shipping out or?
Yeah, I haven't made actual physical CDs or anything like that. Mm-hmm. I've dropped a couple albums, couple mixtapes, and I mean you get I drop them on Apple, Spotify, and all that. Uh-huh, so if someone's listening to them, just streaming them, then I get paid for that.
There you go.
Or if someone buys it, like actually buys the album or the single, I can get paid from that as well. That's just awesome. Works two different ways depending on whether they buy it or they stream it. But either way, I should be getting paid from it. So that, I mean, even if it's little by little, I mean, you got to count your blessings. You got to keep working on what you have and just be appreciative of it. And just try to keep doing better, which hopefully, I mean, with this upgrade on Spotify, I should see a little bump, at least right now, even if it goes down, but at least it'll motivate me to try to get back there and try to keep the thousands followers or even more.
That's good, man. Now, I'm going to throw you something here. If you had the opportunity to collaborate with anybody in the world, it can be somebody famous or somebody like the guy next door. It can be somebody that's no longer with us, you know. Who would you say, you know what, I want to do a collaboration with that guy or that girl?
Yeah.
Who would it be?
I mean, just first off, to my head, it would have to be Party Next Door. Just like I said before, I mean, I'm sure there's probably a producer that I can think of who would go great with me. We probably had some chemistry because I love writing. Like, if someone puts on a fire beat, like, it just comes out naturally. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm thinking a producer. But Party, not only is he a great writer who kind of taught me how to write here and there as much as he could without talking to him.
Right, exactly.
But taught me how to write, and he's produced before, you know, all that type of stuff. So I feel like he would just have like different variations of ways to go about it. He'll know what sound to use and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So I could just pick a producer who would just make the beat, or a Party who's going to help make the beat possibly and write and produce and do all that stuff. And I don't know, I feel like I could also catch some gems if I was in a studio with him, see what he does. I've already seen a couple of interviews, and he's done tricks with his throw, like putting boiling water in there so that way, like, it so it cleans it up and it's it's clear in the when we record. That's the type of stuff you have to do sometimes in order to get the sound you want. So
Damn, totally different from what I used to do on stage, man. It's just a shot of tequila or Jack Daniels or a nice
or some strawberry fields.
Yeah, man, and that's good, dude. I'm glad you're looking at that opportunity. Maybe you never know down the line; it might just happen. Mm-hmm. You know, it might just happen.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now here's a new part to the podcast, guys. I got these new pod decks, which are pretty interesting and pretty awesome. So we're gonna do three questions over there. Let's see how courtside does it. CJ does this, man. He goes, JJ, I just want to hear him on a track with his dad. That sounds amazing. There you go, man. They're requesting it, bro. So, okay, I got this pod decks. They came in. These are different styles of questions. They can render from what do you see yourself doing from what do you see yourself doing in 5 years? Would you like to meet? Different questions, okay? So I'm doing a little shuffle here. We're going to start with the first question. If it's too embarrassing, CJ, I won't read the question, okay? Yeah. So we're going
to
go ahead and do
that.
All right, here we go. Here's the first question of the day. It goes, okay, here we go. Brag to me about the best things going on in the last past 30 days.
In the last past 30
days? I'll put that right in front of you so you can see that question. Let's try that.
Just again, off the top of my head, I mean, like, my birthday was last week, so that has to be something great.
Yeah, happy belated birthday, courtside. 22.
Another year leaving. You got to be appreciative of that.
Yeah.
So if not that, I guess like I was telling you right now, the Spotify algorithm just coming in clutch at a perfect time. You mm-hmm. know, helping me get listeners, helping me get views. You know, I'm gonna end up getting paid for that, even if it's not the most. Like, hey, it's still better.
Something, bro. It's a good thing about it. Your talent is, you know, helping you pay for something. You know, that's mm-hmm. that's awesome about it. What else, man? What else? What in the last 30 days? Come on, man.
The last 30 days.
Don't get too intimate on me, man. Yeah. I'm telling you, you know what? I met this girl. No. Don't give me that stuff, man.
I guess, just like I said, growing. I'm a real big advocate on growing and learning. And although it hasn't been the easiest, and you know, making tough decisions isn't going to be the easiest or mm-hmm. what you want, but learning and growing and understanding what you went wrong and what you had to do now, like that's knowledge is power. So yeah. Anytime I gain knowledge, I mean, that's a great day for me, you know, like as long as I know what I'm supposed to do and how to get there.
And it's funny, man, because listening to you talk, man, talking about this is like, man, I'm literally half his age. Literally half his age. If you do the math, it would just add another year to that. But yeah, literally half his age. And you hear him talk like that, it's phenomenal. It's awesome, man. It's great. That's great on that. All right. That was the first question. So now I'm going to go ahead and get one more. There's two more left, Corchette. Okay, there's two more. I'm going to go ahead
first
and get
one was good.
First one to go. Let's go to the middle of the deck. Let's go here.
Let's do it.
Middle of the deck. Let's see. And let's go. Question number two to Corchette. I'll tell you if it's too crazy, I'll let you know. What characteristics are you most known for? There's question number two right there, homie.
What characteristics am I most known for?
Man, see, come on.
If it doesn't have to do something with being just like funny, I guess. It's either had to, it just depends on who you ask, I guess. So if you're asking someone who's real comfortable with me,
your family.
Yeah, or like a friend, something.
Let's start with the family. What would the family say you're most
my family? Okay, well, I mean, they know I can be funny and like joke around, but at the same time, I'll hear a lot from them that I'm quiet and that I don't speak much, but it's just, I got a lot going on, you know, a lot focused, trying to win, hungry for.
I can't shut them up.
That's good.
Go ahead, man. Cool, man. Okay, now what about your friends? What would your friends in high school tell you? And I know you've already been out of high school for a couple of years already, but in high school, what would your friends say about you? I mean, what they would see you? What characteristics did they see in you?
I guess just like a jokester, I guess. That was kind of before I started making music, so I wasn't taking the music nor anything else really serious like I do now, trying to get better and everything. I was just living life kind of like a high schooler does, and so I guess you could just say a jokester, you know, kind of like a
little prankster, huh?
Yeah, hopeless romantic.
There we're getting into it now, ladies. We're getting into it now. All right, and now let's now that you're now with, because I know in high school you have your friends, and I know you've only been in high school for a couple of years, but now that you're out of high school, now that you eventually meet new people along the way, what would they say about you as far as your character is, what they see in you? The same thing as your high school friends, or it's a little bit different?
It's pretty different, especially, again, it depends on who you're asking, because you could be asking a new hater. You know, it might not be a new friend. They think they're a friend, or you think they're a friend, but they might not necessarily feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess if you're asking a real true person who just came into my life recently and what they think, if they're not thinking from the wrong view, I would assume that they think that I work hard. Because, I mean, the people that I do talk to, which is not very many, I mean, they know how often I'm recording or how often I think about the stuff that I need to get done. So if they really know me and they're really close to me and they're just true, I mean, they should know that I'm about it. I'm about the business.
There you go. He said it right there. He's about the business.
Sacrifices,
man. Now, as far as anything else, album, I know you're still are you working on an album right now, or are you? Yeah, I know you're about to drop an album now. What's the name of the album?
No, it's actually a single.
Oh, single. Yeah, okay. What's the single that's coming out?
Yeah, like I said, been a little shaky this year, so for a while I was starting to think like maybe I should just work on the album all year, kind of like what artists do,
and then
drop it at the end of the year, and that doesn't sound so bad. But then I got one of these videos done, and then I just shot one yesterday, and I really like the songs a lot. Mm-hmm. So it makes me, that's what I'm saying, is I'm real bad, like especially since the beginning of 2017.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I make something, like I can't just have it sit there. Like I want to drop it.
So can't let it sit in the oven too long, man, before it gets burned up. And Yvonne Tovar says, love this, big old heart on that.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, so I mean, and as far, I mean, now when you get into the zone of writing that some of these songs, what is you, are there past experiences? Are they something that you've seen from afar, from something that's going on in a different personality of somebody else, or something you see in the new? What is it that makes you motivate you to write? I mean, what is it that you like? Give me one of the songs you have on there. I mean, which one do you feel that it's more home to you, that you say you really, really put your, not put your all, but that you hold it
like dear,
close to your heart? Yeah, dear to your heart.
I guess, I'm not, as far as the writing part, it just depends, because sometimes you can use past experiences and use that, but at the same time, like, once you've written enough and you know, like, it's kind of like
doing a show or a podcast, you know what people might want to hear or what they want to hear about. And
I know what they want to hear about.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Like, on when the beat comes on, you kind of just, you have to like use the right words so it fits in and it sounds smooth on the beat.
Right.
But at the same time, you're also, you might be using some experiences, but when the next line comes up, if you can't think of anything, you might just say a slick line that sounds good and you know, someone's probably feeling that right now. If you say, oh, hey girl, I'm waiting for you, you know there's a guy out there waiting for her. So
right.
If it sounds right, you just put it in there and then. But yeah, I mean, as far as the writing goes, I mean, a lot of it's just natural. I'm real bad at, like, I don't know, I like to get songs done in one sitting if I can. So I like to just get it done and do it all, but obviously that's not really the best, and it's not easy, especially if you don't have, if you're in the wrong scenario, you have a bunch of people around you, or you just can't think straight. It's not really the best.
Right.
You need, well, at least for me, I feel like I always need good vibes. Like,
right.
If not good vibes, just like some calm, peace, and quiet, because I can't do it if it's too much like around me. But as far as one of the songs that are near and dear to me, I honestly have a lot, so I wouldn't really. I wouldn't really.
Come on, pick one, CJ. Come on, man, pick one. And explain to me why is the whole dear to you.
Yeah, I guess I'll say Genuine. Because that was kind of like the switch from my beginning days, where I was kind of like, my music was really unmixed and mastered, so you can kind of really tell it was like real early on, and the writing was still kind of mixed, unmixed and mastered. But around like once I started dropping Genuine, people started taking me a little more serious. I started making my music more serious, getting it mixed and mastered more serious, and I guess that's just been the jump. Up until recently, with that song that I told you just went up on Spotify,
right?
That Genuine song has been my most played song since 2018 when I dropped it, which I don't understand how. I mean, I like it, and I know why a lot of people like it, and I like the idea of it, but the way it came out, the way it was executed, I'm not really the biggest fan of. But if everybody still listens to it, I mean, I appreciate it. I'll take the listens.
And it's always that one song where you're like, man, how is it that this song is being played?
It's actually this one. Yeah.
Well, you know what? Let's take a listen to it.
This is actually my first video too.
Really?
Yeah.
You look a little bit nervous.
Yeah.
Oh, Fiji water, hello.
Yeah, Fiji water.
Plug, people.
Yeah, like, I definitely like the idea, the execution of it. But if people like it and they don't find anything with it, just enjoy it.
I hear you, man.
Until you understand what I mean, and then don't bring it up to me. Once you understand what I'm trying to say, just act like you never heard it.
Right. And it's funny, man, because I was watching videos last week with Adrian with Autoro, and I've seen other videos that a lot of other artists come in that I've seen on YouTube, and it's always a section somewhere. Like, where exactly was this video taking place?
It was in Corpus. I want to say it was like, I know for sure it was by like a car wash. I know for sure there's like a IBC, like a bank where you take out money, but it wasn't anything too much. Like, this is the car wash for sure. They had the lights on the outside, but it was just open, you know, like open road.
Nobody drive by and say, hey, what's going on here? Nothing like that?
No, I think maybe a few times someone might have drove in past like the
convenience store down the street.
Yeah, but it wasn't too big of a deal. Nobody told us anything.
That's cool, man. I'm pretty sure they weren't saying anything. It's all the cameras out there and the lights and everything going. Yeah. Like, you know what? Leave them alone. Yeah. They're doing something.
Yeah, luckily, the lights, those were for the car wash, so we didn't even have to
use it. Oh, really?
Yeah, that's why we picked that place, because they just had the lights already, so we just figured, why not?
There you go, man.
Very clutch. Because that's kind of like the aesthetic that I've used ever since then, kind of like trying to use colors and lights on my face and just like different color lights pretty much, because I just like that feel, that look.
All right. Now let's get to your name, Courtside J. Courtside J. Why Courtside J? Why do we pick that, go with that name, Courtside J? Now, if you're a ball player, that makes sense. But, I mean, wow, we went through all of them really fast. Yeah. Wow, man, that's awesome. I mean, seriously, why Courtside J? What's the story behind the name?
Yeah, well, I do play ball. I love playing ball. I haven't played in a while, like, seriously, just because, I mean, I've been out of high school, been working on music, don't really have friends coming over all the time, like, hey, let's all play. But I just for sure love ball, and I can play whenever, but in case anyone wants to.
Game on!
No, but for sure. The courtside part just came from, I was trying to go through names. I think before it was just Jay, or which, I mean, you can't really just, you could have kept it like that, but then
it'd be hard to call him CJ after this, man.
It'd be hard to find and all that stuff. So then finally, I was just, I don't know, listening to music, listening to more Party Next Door, and there was just a line that Key came out, and it just says, sitting courtside to the game she plays, and I was just like, being the hopeless romantic, being that type of stuff in that time, I was just like, man, I am sitting courtside to the game she plays.
There you go.
So I was like, hey, courtside Jay. And after that, I just started using it. And like probably like a 2 weeks to a month after that, I started noticing it catching on, and people would call me courtside or courtside Jay. And even if it was just like as a joke or whatever, like the name still stuck with them. So I'm like, okay, well, I'm not going to.
Well, if I see you in public now, you hear me yell out, CJ, you know who that is. Oh, I know who that is. Yeah. Walk away very fast. No. Run! Not as he has Strawberry Fields. So that's, I mean, so basically it's all of a lyric of a song that you heard, and you say, you know what, this one looks like it's gonna work for me, so that's what you went with.
Yeah, and that's what, obviously it was like the meaning of the song, like it kind of, cause like my first few albums were Hopeless Romantic, I have three of them, and that kind of just like the study that I've been giving off, kind of like that feel. So even the courtside, the sitting courtside to the game she plays, kind of plays off that. And that's what I'm saying. Ever since then, I mean, courtside is always going to be used. It's a word. Everybody sits courtside or whatever.
Right.
But I feel like ever since, like, last year or two, I've been seeing a lot of courtside. Like, I don't know if you saw when LeBron James was arguing with a lady courtside recently.
Bro, I'm going to be honest with the whole podcast world and Facebook. I have not seen basketball. I'm not going to lie to you. And I will say it live right now. I'm not gonna lie. I might have caught a couple of games. I'll tell you that right now. But I have not seen, and he's going to feel a damn year old, I have not seen basketball since Michael Jordan left the game. That's how long I have not seen basketball. I'm sorry, man. I've always been an MJ guy for the longest time. Growing up through junior high, all the way through high school, I was an MJ. Even after high school, I was an MJ guy. But that's how long. I mean, of course, the Texas teams. You know, you got your Tim Duncan's, the Spurs, your Houston Rockets. I can't stand
the Mavs.
I'll say the Mavs, but the Mavs, and you know. But as far as like other teams, I mean, I've heard. Yes, I know who LeBron James is. He's all over the news. He's everywhere. Yeah, that man's all over the place. Yeah. So, yeah, but you were saying that everything has been going on the courtside?
Yeah, like, say, like, that lady who got, they got in a fight, her and LeBron, not in a fight, but an argument. And after that, all over ESPN, everywhere, they're calling her, like, I don't know if it was Karen or whatever her
courtside
name was.
Courtside Karen?
Yeah, something like that. And that's what I'm saying. Like, as easy as that, now everybody knows her as Courtside Karen.
That's just bad.
I've been Courtside Jay and stuff. But that's what I'm saying. I'll watch something and I'll hear them just start saying Courtside. And I'm just picturing all the possibilities in the future. Like, say, like brand deals or just any kind of deal where they're saying, like, I mean, hey, it's like when they're using Travis Scott or whatever, if their name matches with the burger that they have coming out, then they put them together. I mean, my name's Courtside Jay, and you might be seeing me get some courtside seats. Just so, you know,
And here we are. If you can see behind the seat, we got Courtside Jay on the courtside watching the game from courtside.
Okay. That's a good promo right before the album.
But yeah, man, and that's cool, dude. I mean, as far as that, I mean, like I said, basketball wise, I haven't really sat down and watched it in a long while. I mean, considering with the whole COVID-19 thing going on, you know, and the fans not, I've noticed a lot of stuff watching sports and other live events. It's kind of different now, considering the fact that many people are there to listen. You learn to appreciate the fans more when they're at the events, you know what I mean? Yeah, man, courtside. So that's how you came up with it. That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's very interesting. Was there any other possibilities of names that you were working on?
Yeah, I mean, most of them just revolved around my name, Jay, like JR, because my last name is, which is funny because I know someone else from the Valley that's their name, JR. But his name is, like, his nickname is JR, like Junior. And I was doing mine because J, and then, my middle name is Rene, so JR. Yeah, but I was going to spell it out JAYARE, which I think how he has it as well. Kind of funny, but yeah, I had that for a while. But as soon as I came up with Courtside J, I just, like I said, I really stuck with that line a lot that from the song, and I was just like, yeah, I like it. Courtside J kind of sounds right. And then even after I did the Genuine video, the one we were watching a while ago. Well,
ain't that you right there?
Yeah.
Look at that, man. That's him playing ball right there. Look at that.
Yeah, but for sure, after I did that Genuine video, the guy who shot it, when we were in Corpus at the time, he would work with a lot of Corpus rappers who I didn't necessarily, I mean, I was coming up, so I didn't necessarily talk to them, and I still don't, but they're cool, and they're doing their thing over there. But I guess he had told me that he was showing them the video, or like while he was with them, and they were even saying to themselves, like they saw the name come up, and they were like, "Hey, Courtside J, like that's a dope name." And I was just like, well, "See, I mean that must mean something, you know? I mean they're doing their thing, and if they at least rock with the name, then that's one step there, one step closer."
So the first you've been out is up to Corpus Christi, or is anywhere else up further north, like Austin, the bigger cities like Dallas, Houston?
Yeah, not to work. Not yet, at least, but I've been up there, been to California, been to Austin, Dallas, San Antonio, but just to work for sure, just right now is Corpus Christi, because I went to school there for about like a year for like college, and then that's when I met a few people there, and that's when I was able to do the thing there, like record. But soon enough, I mean, I'm trying to just make more connections, and soon enough, maybe I'll meet an engineer in San Antonio, and I just have to set something up there and then go up there. I've been trying. I've been hitting up a few engineers, but, you know, it just...
Put their name on so they can hear you, man.
Yeah, I think one of them is T. Woods. I don't know too much about him, but I know someone out in San Antonio who works with him, and, I mean, at least from what I could see, his stuff looks pretty good, and I've seen his page, and his stuff looks pretty good. So hopefully one day I'll be able to go out there and either work with him or somebody else along the area. Well, recently I went to Vegas probably like a year or two back.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, for my birthday. Yeah, for my birthday, my 21st.
Oh, and God.
But the only thing I can think about the whole time I was there was trying to book a studio there, try to get a dope session, nice place.
That ain't going to happen when you turn 21 and go to Vegas, my friend. Oh, I'll drink to that. But yeah, man, 21 in Vegas, Jesus Christ. Anything, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. But is there anything you can tickle us with? Anything that you're like, you know what? I can't believe I did that.
I didn't do too much, but I know for sure, like, I know for sure, like, I was there walking back to the hotel, like, kind of long walks, like, 20-plus minutes by myself, like, at 5 a.m.
Oh, my God.
And what I saw there, like, on the walks, like, it was just not the craziest thing, but it's just, like, at 5 a.m. by yourself, the sun coming up, you're not expecting to see, like, girls coming up to you and saying this stuff. It's like, what is 5 a.m.? Like, yeah, I thought you'd be asleep or something.
You're supposed to be asleep.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
That's crazy, man. Well, that's good, man. I'm glad you headed out to Corpus. Corpus is a very, very, very fast town, man. I have family up in Corpus Christi and love visiting them when I get a chance when I go up there, man. They a lot of things to do in Corpus Christi. I have family in San Antonio, also in Houston and Dallas. You know, there's always something big going on. Austin, I mean, that's a place you need to get out there, man. You need to stick your foot in there as much as you can, because I've heard and seen a lot on Facebook where there's a lot of hip hop and R&B that's happening. It's a fast town. Austin's always say keep it weird, and that's awesome. And if you can get your foot in there in Sixth Street, I'm gonna tell you something right now, Courtside CJ. Sixth Street been around longer than me, okay? Yeah. And I've been there a couple of times. And there's a lot of talent, not only in the clubs, but out in the middle of the street, man. So, I mean, if you get a chance to go up there, man, and they hear your stuff, and you get somebody that says, you know what, I want this kid on my label. You know, as far as label-wise, are you on a label, or are you recording-wise, do you do it yourself, or do you have somebody doing that for you?
Yeah, no, I don't really have a label. I don't. But and I'm not necessarily looking for one. Not that I'm not looking for one, but, you know, you have to have everything right. Everything has to be good.
Right.
I know that I'm going to have to put in a lot of work before I get the label trying to give me a good deal. You know, like, they're not going to just give me a great deal and I have one song.
Right here. Yeah,
so I have to put a lot of work before I can even try to entertain any of that. But as far as the recording, yeah, I mean, it just switches off and on. That's why I'm saying, 1 second in Corpus, like, I was working. While I was in Corpus, I never worked there with the person I wanted to work with, who had a studio. But as soon as I moved back to McAllen, that's when I started driving up to Corpus every so often, so that way I can record. I would book like 3-4 days there and just book and do a whole album there in those 3-4 days.
Wow. Wow. That's that's work. I mean, because the fact doing it, that's work.
Yeah, luckily, I mean, I was able to have that producer by my side. His name was Kinder. He would just get to work as well with me, and we would just knock him out. That's what I'm saying. If I was ever to get with, like, a producer or somebody who could just knock out beats and just amazing stuff that I can get on, like, we can do 20 tracks in a night, probably.
Oh,
like,
if
we
try to, like, that sounds like a challenge, Riley. Challenge. All your producers, open up your... look for them through all your social medias, man. What are your social medias? What do you have out there?
They should all be Courtside J, C-O-U-R-T-S-I-D-E-J-A-Y, all together. Yeah, for sure. My Instagram, my Twitter. That should be my one of my Facebook pages as well. And that should be, and as well as anything on Spotify, Apple Music, SoundCloud, Tidal, anywhere you can find it under Courtside J.
You gotta get a hold of this guy, producers. He's throwing down the gauntlet. He's open for a challenge. So you let me know if you can knock down 20 tracks in 1 day. That's sure. Something I'm really gonna want to interview because I know throwing it on a track. Yeah, that's a whole different podcast, man. I'm not gonna go into that. But anyways, oh, before I forget, man, a shout out to our past guest, Tiger King. New unified heavyweight champion. Oh my gosh, man, that's awesome. And after the pie, he did offer out the challenge to Nails. He took it and the man went out there, did his thing, and he won, man. So congratulations to the Tiger King, man. Congrats. All right, man. I also want to give a shout out to my primo out in San Juan, bro. Elevate Nutrition, I believe. I hope I'm saying it right, Primo Chua, man. Look him up on Facebook, man. Great juices. He holds a workout. The guy's awesome, man. If you want somebody to motivate you, give my cousin a call, man. He look for Elevate Nutrition. I believe I'm saying it right. I hope I'm saying it right. But yeah, man, look him up. He got some good deals out there. So, but other than that, man, geez, thanks, guys. Wait, we got one more question. Wait, you're trying to escape there, kid. Come on, CJ.
Come on, CJ.
We got one more. And then we just give it one more good shuffle, man. I know there's some crazy questions on here because I was looking at him before he came in, and I was like, oh, man, there's some hardcore ones here that he might not want to answer. So this is coming from the bottom deck, and we're just going to take it out from the bottom deck, and I'm going to put it right here. Are you nervous?
Nah, the first two went pretty good. This one should be all right.
Oh my God. Here we go. And this is a good one, too. Not clearly to end the podcast, but a great question for anybody. If you can send a message to the entire world, what would you say in 30 seconds?
In 30 seconds.
And I will start you up. I don't have a stopwatch. I'll do it with my fingers. Okay. Ready? 30-second message from Courtside J. CJ. Ready?
Yep.
You ready for it?
Off the top of my head, sure. Hey, yeah.
20 tracks in one night.
20 tracks in one night. Off the top. Okay.
All right, here we go. And go ahead. It's all you. 30 seconds.
Okay, I'd say love each other. Be kind. Know that there's more than what you think or what you feel. There's more in the outside world. There's so much you can discover, so much you can learn. Knowledge is power. Don't ever limit yourself, set limits on yourself. Don't let anyone, what they're saying, tell you what you can do because they're not you. They have their own specialties that you can't do and vice versa. And just live yourself, live your life, be you, and do the best you can being you.
30 seconds, man. There you go.
30 seconds. Perfect time.
Awesome, man. Hey, Courtside, I appreciate you coming out to the podcast, man. We're coming around 45 minutes of the podcast, which is a great interview with Courtside J. Young Buck in the scene. Man, we're not going to grill him anymore. He's gone through enough already. I think the strawberry feels got him more relaxed. That's why I like to offer beer to my guests or water just to get him more comfortable, you know. So, but we are going to give you a T-shirt before you leave. I got a bottle opener there for you and a sticker there for you.
Thank you.
I feel like a teacher now.
You're going to get a sticker for coming on the show, sir.
And knowing he's half my age makes it even worse. But... But anyways, man, Courtside, I appreciate you coming out, man. Keep on doing what you're doing, man. Push out those great music that you have going on there, videos that I'm surely going to see further down the line. And hopefully when we talk again from a year from now, 2 years from now,
everything's blowing up.
Gonna come back with a Grammy. I just gotta come back with a Grammy.
Yeah, with an Italian flag around me, showing all the love. A couple of Italian women.
There you go. Now you're talking out of the box there, bro. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Oof from the Chew. This is Courtside J. Thank you very much for listening. And don't go anywhere on Facebook. We're still going to be online. But for you guys that are listening, better catch the show on YouTube. And we will see you when we see you. Till next time, kiddies. Laters.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Chew and You podcast.
Hey, yo.
I'm coming for them duffel bags and gold teeth. This game been saturated, waiting for my nosebleeds. I like that propane and spit that dragon breath. I got that product for the low, all hell my connect. I've seen the nicest people plotting with the worst intent. I've seen my enemies praying I get.
Oviedo Brothers Electrical. Building a new home or commercial business, call Sergio Oviedo, Master Electrician at 956-904-7177. Let him know the rock star sent you. Barreras Plumbing. Looking for a dependable plumber with reasonable prices? Call Gabriel Barrera from Barreras Plumbing at 956-534-3337. Let him know Chew and Ooh sent you. R&D services for cleaning and disinfecting at residential and commercial sites. They do pressure wash, sanitation, disinfecting, mold treatment, and COVID-19 disinfecting that is hospital grade and food safe. R&D services are EPA certified and use CDC approved chemicals. You can call Ruben Salinas at 956-212-6113. And you heard it here at the Chew and Ooh podcast.
This podcast is provided by
Moon Pro Studios Production.